The National FFA Organization, as well as the National FFA Foundation, announced that Mark Peschel of Brookville, Ohio, will be the new chief executive officer of both organizations. That becomes effective August 1st. Peschel, a former FFA member and a past state FFA president from Nebraska, brings strong business, customer service, financial, IT, and global perspectives to the organization. He currently serves as vice president, group director, stakeholder engagement at Cargill Incorporated, Cargill Animal Nutrition. During his tenure at Cargill, Peschel was deeply involved in capital expansion programs in the United States, South Africa, Jordan, France, Ireland, and the Netherlands, and in developing and executing Cargill Animal Nutrition's Global 2020 strategy. Peschel played a key role in talent selection and career development in the company and was instrumental as well in collaborating and implementing long-range business strategies. Peschel and his wife Nancy have two sons, Nathan and Christopher. Over the past few years, they have served as judges at the National FFA Convention and Expo and have also established a scholarship endowment for FFA members through the National FFA Foundation. And he joins us right now by phone. Mr. Peschel, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So what made you decide to seek out this role with the FFA?
Well, I don't think that there's any question that FFA has played a significant role for me for many years, ever since I was an FFA member back in Nebraska. It's played a significant role in my personal development and the way my career has progressed over the years. And so I've reached a point now where I'm very fortunate that I feel that I can contribute something back to the industry and to agriculture and also the leadership development. And when this role became available, it just seemed like it fit all the things that I had hoped to be able to do at this point in my life and my career. So I've been very fortunate, very honored to have been selected for this role.
So moving forward, what are some of the goals for both the National FFA organization as well as the foundation?
Well, certainly FFA is focused on growing leaders as well as building communities and ultimately strengthening agriculture. And in doing that, I certainly feel that we need to strongly support agricultural education and the professionals in the classroom. Without the local ag instructors, we just can't grow our organization. We can't reach the number of students that we want to be able to reach and have the impact on the future of agriculture that I believe the FFA can. And then one of the things that I've had an opportunity to do during my career is help develop talent. And the FFA is a tremendous talent pipeline for the agricultural industry, science, education, any number of careers. And I hope that in some way I'm able to have a positive impact on that. It's remarkable to me the number of former FFA members that I've had the opportunity to work with in agribusiness over the years. And my predecessor, Dwight Armstrong, has really done a remarkable job of reaching out to alumni and build a network of people to support us in whether it's judging or local context, and certainly in the framework of financial support. So we need to continue to build that organization that will provide financial support and funding for FFA. I'm hoping that my global experiences will be able to help us reach outside the borders of the U.S. There are certainly companies that have operations while centered outside the United States, are building business in the U.S., are hiring employees in the U.S., and I hope to be able to tell them the story of FFA and encourage them to join the rest of us in supporting the FFA Foundation.
Well, thanks again so much for joining us. Again, Mark Peschel, he is the newly announced incoming CEO of the National FFA. Peschel succeeds outgoing CEO Dr. Dwight Armstrong, who retires June 30th after leading the FFA for the past 7 years during an era of dramatic growth and success, which saw the organization expand to 629,367 student members belonging to more than 7,700 local FFA chapters throughout the U.S., Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. Once again, congratulations to Mark Peschel, the soon-to-be new CEO of National FFA. And of course, we look forward to sitting down with him again in the future.